We'll get to the reason why I was absolutely shocked after reading about this announcement coming up here in just a minute on 99.7 DJX. First, the announcement about the Humana building yesterday.
Humana Tower's next chapter is going to be a 1,000-room, world-class convention center hotel.
The mayor rolling in, announcing the new plans for the Humana is not a Spirit Halloween.
Bringing people from around the country, around the world to Louisville on a daily basis. Uh-huh. Creating new jobs, new tax revenue sure. for the city, for the entire state.
Nice.
This is an incredible project, and we are so excited to see it come to life over the coming years.
Okay, so okay. honestly...
Let's revisit the Spirit Halloween option, though. Think of all the levels of costumes there. That could have been next level.
Yeah, but there's Caulfield's just down the street.
That is true.
We don't want to eat
no,
into their
that's
business.
That's their territory.
That is
for
their
sure.
territory.
They're a legend in the area.
Here's where right. I was shocked. When I learned more about the history of the Humana building, listen to this, and you will be as shocked as I was.
Okay, hit me.
Completed in 1985 and designed by Michael Graves.
Shut up. Of the toaster fame?
I literally commented on that. You mean to tell me the same dude who has a lock on my toaster for years in the trunk of my car designed the Humana building?
Designed a line of cookware at Target back in the day?
Also designed the Humana building?
Wow.
Maybe one of the most identifiable outside of the Aegon building, the buildings of our skyline?
Wait, you're telling us he was an architect first before his side street venture into designing
toasters?
Cookware and toasters? Wow.
I was absolutely shocked.
Gobsmacked about that.
Gobsmacked, yes. I'm glad that you, I knew you would be as well.
Wow.
I saw that and I was like,
What?
So, yeah.
That's great.
Humana building. Well, it's Louisville, let's face it. Doesn't matter what the what hotel rolls in and redesigns it. It's always going to be the Humana building.
Well, I feel like now we need to rename it the Michael Graves Hotel.
Michael Graves Hotel. Yes.
That's right. The toaster guy.
And do you think I could wow them with my witty story about how I've had a Michael Graves toaster in the trunk of my car for 20 years?
I used to have one, and then I finally let it go. But I am still rocking some Michael Graves utensils and saucepans.
So one of the cool things about this whole development project that I saw is they're going to start it in 2027, but they're also going to build another tower right next to it.
Oh.
And so you're wondering, and just to the south of it, but then you're like, okay, well, that's Vincenzo's.
Fettuccine and Vincenzo's.
Yeah, so where are you going to get your fettuccine and Vincenzo's?
Oh, wow.
So hopefully they will,
they're probably going to move.
Either that or build around it.
Build, or be in the
build
hotel.
In the hotel.
They need
yes,
restaurants
exactly.
in a hotel,
that's
don't
right.
they?
That's right. So a lot of the downtown restaurants and businesses are excited for this. Obviously, this is good that the Humana building didn't just turn into a Spirit Halloween, because obviously there's Caulfield's.
There's Caulfield's, and they're nope.
Yeah, they're like, maybe they even asked.
This is our block, bro.
Maybe they even asked. Was it Stacy and Tracy?
Yes. Yeah,
maybe
Stacey
they even
and Tracy,
asked them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope.
And they're like, yeah, no.
No.
Not a Spirit Halloween.
Nope. Hello. Not even an option. But it was cute for them to toss that in there.
But Michael Graves.
Michael Graves.
Michael Graves.
Who would have
designed Humana building?
This whole time, Michael Graves
I didn't
had
even know.
A stank on this city.
I
didn't
even know.
And we thought that we were the only ones
keeping
him a
you.
Thing.
I'm telling
with
you.
With our toaster talk. Wow.
If I learn that there is another Michael Graves, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
The odds are too high.
Pretty confident
yes,
they're one and the
pretty
same.
Pretty confident it's the same Michael Graves.
He is an architect that also designed cookware for Target,
for Target.
At one point.
And apparently back in 1985 had his hand on the Humana building.
Wow.
There you go.
I think now I know the design choice. Right? Because... it's got to look. It's got to look. You know. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it had a nickname. Didn't it have a nickname?
The Humana Building?
Yeah.
What was the nickname? I knew the Aegon Tower had, like, it was like the roll-on deodorant.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
These that look like roll-on deodorant.
Yeah. Maybe look, I'm wrong.
Is it bad? Is it a bad nickname?
No.
Is it something you can say on the radio or not?
No.
Oh.
I'd rather not.
What?
I mean, you say it.
What letter does it begin with?
P.
Oh, is it something I just said yesterday?
Yes.
It's a penis building?
Did I say it right? You keep saying it. Oh, no, that's not. Mm-mm.
Do you,
no, it's fine.
Have you seen what one looks like?
Yes. I was confusing the building. Like it was the Aegon building I was thinking about.
What? Oh, my gosh, Kelly. Kelly.
Yep. No, it was the Aegon building. Yep. No, that
did
one.
You just type in what building is nicknamed the penis building?
No, I just typed in the building names. No, it was the Aegon building. They had that nickname. Yeah. When I first moved to town, that's how I learned that building.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We can move on.
Just to help us decipher which building is which.
Let's marinate just in the fact and know that Michael Graves has had a place in our hearts for longer than we even knew.
Now, in my mind, it's going to be the toaster building.
For sure.
Yes.
I mean, this is the Michael Graves now branded building.
Absolutely.
Now going to be redesigned as a 1,000-room hotel.
Do we know, like, what hotel chain or brand name it's going to be? Or is it going to be like a whole new, like, independent boutique hotel? Do we know?
Probably not with 1,000 rooms.
Okay.
It's probably going to be like a, you know, a
big
Marriott, Hilton, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's good stuff. I saw that, though, and I was like,
Maybe name a conference room for
shook.
Him. This is the Michael Graves conference
room. Michael Graves. And have his toasters in the conference room.
Yes!
As little refreshments area.
Yeah, buy some of the cookware on eBay.
Yes!
Put it in there!
Make a Michael Graves. It's not going to happen.
Probably not.
We can dream, though. We can dream.